It's overwhelming, I'm not gonna lie. You know, it's pretty fascinating to be able to document all the change that's been going on in the country, mm-hmm. and to see how year by year they keep on exceeding everyone's expectations.
Hello and welcome to the Main Man Show. As usual, we are coming to you from our studios in Riyadh, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And today we have a special guest and a special episode. He is a videographer, filmmaker, slash DJ, Misha Said. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, man.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And I'm glad we can finally get
yes,
you
sir,
here in the studio.
Yes, sir. It's a bit overdue, huh?
Yeah, exactly. With everything that's going on in the country and all the events. And
exactly. It's been festive.
Everything's been on demand, right?
Oh, 100%. Tell me about it.
All right. So let's talk about your current projects. You know, like I remember, you know, when we were talking on the phone, you were telling me you're doing, you know, some work with Riyadh Season.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about this project you're doing.
So it was the Riyadh Imagination Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the zones under Riyadh Season.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool, actually. They had two main zones, basically. A Netflix zone and an automotive zone.
All right.
So for the Netflix zone, you had like four different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they showcase four of the most popular series in Saudi. So you had Army of the Dead, Money Heist, Squid Games.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last one?
All right.
Well,
I don't know. I mean,
let me...
Trying to think. Haven't been on Netflix.
Oh, Stranger Things. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, Stranger 100%. Things. That's a classic.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. it was a pretty fun project, actually. We got to shoot the experience. There were a lot of amazing cars as well. Like, I think more than $1 billion worth of cars.
All right.
Amazing collection.
Okay.
It was fun.
So it's your role was to chronicle all the stuff. And
yeah, basically. So I sit with the client and I what I do, because I have a bachelor's in advertising as well.
All right.
So I understand who their target audience is,
mm-hmm.
what's their main outcome.
All right.
And basically, we just, you know, put the pieces together and we create a video where we invite a lot of people to come and experience the site. Basically.
All right.
Long story short.
Okay. And aside from Riyadh Season and Imagination Park and everything, you've done other events here in Saudi. Let's talk about them bit by bit. Let's start dissecting them. You know, so you did like the Formula E and Formula One,
yes, sir.
I believe, right? So what were you doing? You know, in
so
these
for
projects?
Formula E, I was covering the Raya season.
Mm-hmm.
So I also got the chance to shoot Anthony Joshua's fight.
All right,
it was the first time he came to Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
Formula One, I was doing it with NBC.
Okay,
and and then after. Even way before that, actually, if you want to go back, the first thing was the Golf International Tournament,
right.
which was hosted in Cake. And that was the first time Tiesto came to the country. That was the first time Mariah Carey came to the country.
Okay.
It was pretty fascinating to see. It was like the start of the change, basically. That's when they started implementing Vision 2030.
I think
that was back in 2018, 2019.
Right.
And once I saw this was going on, I'm like... So I'm a very visionary person. I kind of got an idea of where the country was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't surprised when they announced Middle East, you know, like the biggest electronic music festival in the region, which is insane.
Yeah.
I've done Middle East, XP, had two different roles, obviously, as a photographer and as a DJ.
Okay.
And XP this year was amazing. Had my first ever photography exhibition.
Okay.
So it was a nightlife photography exhibition where I showcase all the main players
mm-hmm.
of the scene, whether underground or public.
Okay.
And it was pretty fascinating. It was an amazing experience. A lot of creatives, a lot of locals.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful to witness all the change happening
mm-hmm.
and how a lot of creatives from all over the kingdom and even internationally would come to Saudi and discuss, talk about the music industry and see how everyone could collaborate. And Middle East gave a lot of opportunities to a lot of local artists. Even DJ Khaled came, you know, like DJ Khaled barely flies.
Yeah,
so he showed up to XP, he performed in Middle East. That was historic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And being a DJ like a videographer, we'll get back to, you know, the DJ part first, but let's talk about, you know, your experience, the being a photographer, videographer, filmmaker. How do you see basically, you know, the scene right now in Saudi when it comes to, I guess, you know, because, you know, we're just talking about a lot of events here, Formula One, formerly Riyadh season. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg of what's going on here.
Exactly.
How does basically being, you know, a professional lensman reflects how you see the country's Vision 2030 expanding when it comes to music, entertainment, film, you know, all that?
That's a very good question, actually. So I've always knew that I had a unique perspective to share.
Mm-hmm.
And once the Vision 2030 happened, I was all over the place. I was so happy because...
Yeah.
This country has so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a lot of events going on. Like you mentioned, sports, music, entertainment.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's hard to compete with these events when I'm trying to get you here in the studio. So, yeah. So I'll lose all the time, but yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty fascinating, you know. Being able to, I view it in a different way. I don't just view it in, I'm just... capturing these photos. No, I view it as I have a role. Mm-hmm. And that role is to capture all these historical moments that are taking place in Saudi.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming, I'm not gonna lie. You know, it's pretty fascinating to be able to document all the change that's been going on in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how year by year they keep on exceeding everyone's expectations.
Yeah.
And to see now Saudi being put on the map globally.
Mm-hmm.
Competing with the biggest countries in the world.
Yeah.
And I think this is just the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, as journalists and media outlets, we're finding it very hard to keep up with covering everything that's happening here. So I'll take your word for it. So speaking of history, let's move to, you know, the largest electric music gathering in the region, Middle Beast, where you were one of the DJs who had the opportunity to perform on stage. Tell us a little bit about that experience. First of all, like, how did you end up basically landing the gig of playing Middle Beast on stage, you know, in front of everybody?
Well, a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, everyone's trying to become a DJ nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Saudi is a country that follows trend. So if you remember, like, 4 years ago, everyone started picking up a camera and trying to be a photographer. And then everyone started trying to become a model. And then now, so DJing is the new thing.
It's because everybody has like a creative bone that they haven't, you know, dabbled and discovered yet. So
exactly.
To them, it's like, it's now or never.
100%, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So to get that gig, you really needed to distinguish yourself from everyone else.
Yeah.
Give something, like, do something different. So why would they book you and not all these other DJs, you know? So obviously, you need to be in the community, you need to network.
Mm-hmm. So being a filmmaker, videographer.
Oh, for sure.
Very
oh,
good opportunity.
Sure. Oh, tell me
network.
About it.
Yeah.
So like,
you don't have to be humble, you know, you can say it. Well, I would be networking if I was a videographer.
Man, seriously, like, you have no idea how much the camera can take you places.
Yeah.
You could never imagine.
Hey,
I
network as a comms advisor. You'll be surprised how that takes
you places.
Oh,
exactly.
Too,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure.
So the camera, actually, being a photographer and a filmmaker,
mm-hmm.
opened the door for me.
Okay.
And then I was able to meet all the wonderful people who work at Middle Beast. And I recently started DJing, actually. It hasn't been a year and a half as well.
Okay.
Less than a year and a half ago. And... in the beginning, it was kind of challenging because, you know, there's this limiting mentality. Like, you need to focus on one thing only, and that's it. I completely disagree with that. I
mm-hmm.
believe that sky's the limit,
you
know? So it was just a matter of me proving myself.
All right.
You know, when I first started DJing, personally, I don't think anyone took me seriously as a DJ.
Okay.
And... I like proving people wrong.
Okay.
So so I studied in Istanbul, and I know the music industry there pretty well.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, you're not going to take me seriously. I'll show you.
Right.
And I landed. My debut in Turkey was actually in one of the most important clubs in Turkey. It's called Klein. So after that, I landed two more international gigs in Istanbul.
Okay.
Which, you know, yeah. People were like, oh, okay.
Okay. People took notice.
Exactly.
Okay.
And actually, I played in Middle East last year.
All right.
But it was, how do I put this in words? I was literally playing in a small stage outside at the entrance.
Okay, like so, like the was it like the entrance area or like
exactly the entrance
the,
area
or the under or the underground?
No, underground's gonna happen next year. Mark my words. But right. So the first Middle East experience, mm-hmm. I was just 3 months into DJing.
Okay,
and they were. You know, they were kind enough to give me an opportunity. I didn't care, like, even if I'm playing for one person. I just wanted to put my music out there.
Okay.
And alhamdulillah, that experience led to me playing in a bigger stage this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
All right.
So
the last Middle Beast, you were on the main stage?
No. I was in the VIP area of the main stage.
Okay.
So it's like step by step, you know.
First year. Yeah, you gradually get there.
Exactly. First year okay. at the entrance.
Entrance, now
second
VIP.
Second time, now the VIP. Third year, after the underground.
And as someone who's into, you know, the music industry and, you know, an up-and-coming DJ, how, you know, in your opinion, what are your thoughts about the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia holding the largest electric music gathering in the region?
I mean, you this is mean? Just like, the beginning.
Yeah. So you put these two elements together. What kind of perception do you develop?
The way I see it, I see, you know, like in the music industry, if you want to talk about the main hotspots,
mm-hmm.
you always mention, you hear Amsterdam, Ibiza, Berlin.
Yeah.
I truly believe Riyadh is going to be on that list very soon. And it's okay. already on the way.
Okay.
Saudi is going to be one of the main hotspots in the music industry.
All right.
Like, trust me, everything we're just seeing, I truly believe it's just the beginning.
So this is just laying the foundations 100%. For something bigger, better,
Definitely.
And badder, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Sounds good. And what other, you know, gigs have you done in Saudi?
Well, obviously, you know, there's a lot of like underground stuff that happens.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, see, the underground scene is kind of tricky because you're allowed to do it. But in the same time, there's like a fine line. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, where it's no longer a private function, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So mainly, everything was underground.
Mm-hmm.
Even like before the vision, everything was like you don't even hear about anything that's going on.
Okay.
Step by step, the vision started, things started opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started announcing the private parties, the underground parties.
Yeah.
But it was like an invitation-only type of system.
Yeah.
And then now it's no, actually, most of the promoters are going public or thinking about doing a public event mm-hmm. because now we actually have the facilities to do that. So the main issues that we were facing was venues.
All right.
Right. So in other countries, you have clubs.
Yeah.
They're equipped, ready, done. You just go, have a deal,
mm-hmm.
you do your event. Here, you had to rent a villa and then you turn the villa upside down, literally. So you turn it from ordinary looking villa to a mini club, let's say.
Okay.
And now, you know, we have the Bini Ali,
okay,
which opened so many doors to a lot of local promoters,
mm-hmm.
and it was mainly like the main venue that everyone was doing the public events in.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of time till we have clubs,
mm-hmm.
until we have proper venues with proper production, sound system, visuals.
I mean, there's already, you know, I see that happening because, you know, there's already a lot of talent incubators where, you know, they have like, you know, live performances, they have singers coming in, they, you know, it's like, it's, you know, that's why they're called, you know, talent incubators is because it's more of a variety. But obviously, you know, as time progresses, I see all the stuff branching out, just like as in, you know, like let's take the comedy scene, the stand-up comedy scene, for example. You know, it started out in private venues and everything, then slowly shifted to, you know, open venues. Then you have proper stand-up comedy clubs right now in Saudi. So, you know, I do see the trend happening to the music industry 100%. As well. You're from Syria. When did you move to...
I'm not from Syria, actually.
Yeah?
I'm Palestinian-Russian.
You're Palestinian-Russian?
Yes.
Okay, so you lived in Syria?
Yes, I was raised in Syria.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
All right, so when did you move to Saudi?
2014.
Yeah?
So we stayed 3 years and a half through the civil war, approximately. Mm-hmm. And then the situation got very bad.
All right.
So we moved to Saudi in 2014.
Okay.
And to be fully honest, like when my dad came to us and we had this conversation, like we're moving to Saudi.
Cool.
Saudi, like really, yeah. You know, it was, we were depressed, to be honest with you, you know,
okay.
We didn't know what to expect, but what we knew was that it was a very conservative country,
mm-hmm.
but it was a blessing in disguise, because when I look back, I'm like, I thank God that, you know, we moved to Saudi, because it made a lot of my dreams come true. It mm-hmm. gave me so many opportunities. It allowed me to fully dive into my passion.
Right.
And it gave me a lot of opportunities to pursue my dream. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have this... so loyal to the country. I want to give back to the country in any way possible. Even, you know, because I do a lot of international projects as well.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling is a big part of what I do.
All right.
So everywhere I go, I really consider myself as an ambassador for Saudi, because it's truly remarkable
mm-hmm.
the change we've had in 5 years.
Okay.
And we're in 2023.
All right.
So what's going to happen in 2030? What's going to happen in 2040?
Okay.
So grateful that I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think that Saudi right now is the land of opportunities. You know, back in the day, the US was the land of opportunities.
Okay.
But I truly see that Saudi is the main land of opportunities.
Okay.
Whatever you do, you can find a market, you can find a place for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what's fascinating is you can also, there's a lot of room to becoming one of the pioneers of certain things,
okay.
right? With all the change that's going on.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, you know, you're seeing this as well. A lot of people, they have this mission where they wanna impact, they wanna add to the vision, and mm-hmm. they wanna help the country move forward.
So, but like, okay, so when you moved here, when did you, like, give me an example of like a situation, you know, where you're like, okay, this isn't the conservative place I thought it was. You know what I mean?
Okay. good question.
Mm-hmm.
First time I was kind of... I was like, what's going on? So when we came here, we studied in the American International School of Jeddah.
Okay.
And I've never told you this before, actually. I've been acting since I was 5 years old.
Oh, interesting.
Theater background.
Okay.
And then... stopped for 5 years. Once we moved back to Saudi, they had a theater class in AISJ. I was very interested. I'm like, okay, let me dive back into that. And we did, you know, obviously, you know, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, of course.
And we had a Hollywood actor as well acting with us.
Okay.
That was the first time I was like, am I really in Saudi?
Okay.
Like, what's going on?
Do you know the name of the actor that was with you?
Garrett M. Brown.
Okay.
Do you know the movie Kick-Ass?
Yeah. Yes.
He was the father of the main hero, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. And yeah, we didn't bring this hair for just for show or decoration, right? As promised and as we agreed on. We're going to give you some time
to
play something for us.
I could show you what I got.
Sounds good?
It's amazing.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. So yeah, that's a pretty good set.
Appreciate it.
Okay, that's amazing, man. Okay, so before we wrap up, what do you want to tell our audience, man?
To always pursue your passion, follow your dreams, always believe in yourself, understand that you are much more powerful than you think you are. Find your passion, find your purpose, and once you find your purpose, follow it. That's when you will live a meaningful life. And God will open many doors for you. You just have no idea.
All right, that's cool. All right, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciated the, you know, the set and everything.
Of course, man.
And stay tuned to next week's episode of The Mayman Show. We thought we'd try something different this week. Stay tuned.